When you compile .NET source code, what you get is a Microsoft's intermediate language file, which basically consists of CPU independent assembly language, which is equivalent to Java as their .class files. Part of this file is what is called metadata. And this describes everything that can't actually be described in the intermediate level language code. That is to say, it describes everything but the executable logic. This includes things like class definitions, method definitions, parameter types, and return types.